Hello, this is Lafayette Faust, creator of the Nevermore Hollows podcast. Thank you for making the show a success. Please take a moment to subscribe, give 5 stars, comment, and share the show with your friends. It's the best way to help us grow and to be able to continue to provide quality horror content. Also, please support our new art director, Chris Madman Goins at Black Sheep Studios TN on Instagram. He has some amazing Nevermore Hollows art for sale, signed by the both of us, as well as many other original pieces I think you're gonna love. Now, for you horror hounds who like to have a good laugh, I invite you to check out my other podcast. It's called The Three Uncool Cats. In it, my two friends and I sit in a basement and discuss music, movies, and whatever else comes into our warped minds. I would really appreciate it if you would give it a listen. Now, with that out of the way, I invite you to sit back, turn on a light, and prepare yourself. Hello, this is Lafayette Faust. In my effort to continue to bring you quality horror and paranormal content, I have begun this series called True Tales of Nevermore Hollows. As the title suggests, these are not fictional stories. They are true events, experienced firsthand, or told with the permission of those who did experience them. In this episode, Alan and Michelle tell a few stories from when they were young and lived in a haunted house. Now, with that, I invite you to sit back, turn on a light, and prepare yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So, thank you for being here.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah. So, I am Alan. Most people know me as Lafayette Faust, the creator of the Nevermore Hollows podcast. And this is my sister, Michelle. And the character, Alyssa Hart, is modeled off of you.
Yes. Okay. Loosely.
So, I get asked a lot, how did I come to the decision to create Nevermore Hollows? And the answer is simple. I've had a lot of paranormal experiences in my life. And I love a good, scary story. And as a writer, that just kind of led me to creating Nevermore Hollows, telling these stories, some true, some, most of them all made up. But that got me to thinking recently. What if we did a series that we've decided to call True Stories from Nevermore Hollows,
mm-hmm.
where we bring people in and we just talk about true paranormal experiences?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would get started with ours.
Correct. One of ours.
Right. So I'll take us in the Wayback Machine, way back to 1975.
Yeah, I'd say 75, 76.
Okay, so yeah. That shows how old we are.
No, how old you are. I was but a wee babe.
You were. All right, so in 75, I was 8 years old.
And I would have been 4 or 5 years old.
Okay, so this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
We moved into a house.
Correct.
It was me, you, mom, dad, and our brother, Andy.
Right.
Who is a crime scene detective in our local town now, and he will verify this story.
Right.
We're going to get...
I think it's the one thing we all three agree on.
That is true. And, you know, one of the things I'm eager to get him in on this story,
yes,
because of the fact that he is a respected lawman,
right,
you know, that he could verify some of this stuff, but
right,
he just couldn't make it today.
Are you saying I'm not respected?
Well, you're very well, you're in a respected field as
absolutely.
Well, so So we're 75.
Right.
And we move into this small town called Englewood, Tennessee.
Correct.
Population of a couple of hundred. Less than 1,000.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. One red light. Literally. To this day, still
one red light.
One red light.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there was a house there, mm-hmm. you know, and if you picture it, it's you know, very Mayberry-esque, mm-hmm. you know, a couple of little neighborhoods, and the houses are all Victorian or craftsman-style mm-hmm. homes. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see where I'm drawing from in Nevermore Hollows. And we move into this Victorian-style home. It seems like a cliche, doesn't it? But strange things happen in that home.
Very strange things.
So would you like to tell part of your story first?
Well, like I said, I was young, mm-hmm. but this let me just say this. This affected me for many, many years to come because I was horribly afraid of the dark.
Yes.
Horribly, I mean, debilitatingly afraid.
Okay.
Would wait till everybody went to sleep, couldn't sleep, and I would get up and just beg somebody to let me lay in the floor, whatever, just because it really bothered me for many,
and
many
years.
And
you're saying it spawned
yes, from that.
Being at our time in this home in Englewood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, for instance, when you and when you tell something, it's totally different than living through it, because I can tell it now mm-hmm. without any fear or anything like that. But being a four or five-year-old child, it was very, very scary. I can remember one funny instance when all the silverware was missing.
All right, so that's a good intro into part of my story. So can you flesh that out a little bit?
Well, I mean, I can remember that we kept getting it. We got in trouble. Who took the silverware?
Yes,
I didn't take the silverware. Did you take silverware? No. I mean, we're talking like one day, for instance, like all the spoons would be gone.
Right. So if you can imagine. There was a great room,
mm-hmm.
okay, and off to one side was the master bedroom.
Yeah.
Off to the other side was two smaller bedrooms,
right.
And then the kitchen in the
right.
corner.
It was kind of almost like a square,
it
and
was.
Everything was around it. The
right.
bathroom around it, the bedrooms, the kitchen. So you had this square living area.
Yes, and then there was like a little living room. Mm-hmm. I guess they called it a sitting room back
yeah.
in the day. So there's a small sitting room prior to getting into
yes,
that room.
Yes.
So the kitchen is off in the corner.
Right.
So what you're saying is, now there's only five people.
Correct, five of us.
Dad was gone all day long.
Right.
Because he's working.
Absolutely.
Right? Mom would be doing whatever mom was doing, and it was just us kids.
Absolutely.
Right? So you would go in at, say, 10 o'clock, make a bowl of cereal.
Right.
All the utensils are there.
Correct.
Okay. We go eat the cereal in the room. Mm-hmm. We come back.
Everything's gone.
Mom never left her room. Mm-mm. We were together. Now the utensils are gone.
Gone.
Okay. So there was one night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some family over.
Mm-hmm.
It was our uncle, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
And Mom had made coffee.
Okay.
Okay. So now they're all on the front porch because it had a wraparound porch.
Uh-huh.
Right, but there's still only one way in the house other than going in the back.
The back.
But anyway, so I walk into the kitchen to get a drink out of the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walk into the kitchen, there's no way into the kitchen or out of the kitchen other than this door.
Correct.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I walk into the kitchen and the coffee cups are all turned up.
Okay.
There were four coffee cups turned up beside the coffee pot. I walk directly out. My mom's coming in. She goes, "Will you get me a cup of coffee?" I turn back around. The coffee cups are gone.
I didn't know that.
Gone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went, "Where are the coffee cups?" And she's like, "What do you mean, where are the coffee cups?" So I'm literally standing in the door. I turn back around. There's two coffee cups.
It doesn't surprise me.
Okay. So, was there anything else that you can remember?
Do you ever remember being asleep and the covers being pulled off of you?
Yes. Now, that is classic That is a classic spiritual manifestation mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. So you had your own room.
Oh, yes. And the way the rooms were, because this will take you into two spots. The way the rooms were, the doors would be open and you could kind of see out into
the
square.
Into that main area, yeah. Yes.
So you could see if somebody else's light was on or mm-hmm. you could see the doors of, and I can remember, and I mean, I was four or five. I was very young. So, yeah. I mean, these are... You shouldn't be able to remember stuff like this. You shouldn't.
Right.
But I can remember laying in bed one night. And, of course, we'll get to the sound of whatever was there.
Yes.
But I can remember laying in my bed. And the way my bed was, I could see across the living area.
Mm-hmm.
And the bathroom is there.
Yes. So the bathroom's in this corner and Mom and Dad's room's in that corner. So you're looking through. Okay.
So those things are fuzzy to me on who were.
Right.
I just can remember where I was. And I remember laying in bed, covers get pulled off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it's dark. It's completely dark in the house. I sit up in the bed and I'm looking out and the bathroom light had a pull switch, did it not?
It did, yes. It was.
And the light's going on off, on off, on off, on off, on off. There's nobody there. Everybody's asleep because I get up because I think one of you boys are playing a trick.
Right.
I mean, number one, you've pulled the covers off of me.
Right.
And now you're in the bathroom. So I go out through there, and there's the rooms. You and Andy shared a room.
Yes.
Did you share a room?
Yeah, so your room's here. We were the next room here.
Okay.
And he had a bed and I had a bed.
Yeah. And I remember looking, and you all were both there.
Yes.
And I knew Mom and Dad weren't doing that.
Well, you could see into the bathroom door. Was
yes,
open.
There was
there's nobody
there's
in.
Nobody in there, and the light continues to go on and off, on and off. I mean, to this day, that just petrifies me.
All right. So talking about the cover thing.
Yep.
You know, again, it's cliche for a reason because this is something that happens in these types of situations. So my brother, Andy, he's mm-hmm. he's in his bed here, and I'm in my bed. And one night, I feel the covers pulling off. And I pull it up. The covers are pulling off, and I pull them up. And I wake up. And again, I thought maybe it was Andy or something.
Right.
No. So this goes on for a few nights. Then Andy, never before, never since, started sleepwalking.
Do you remember that? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there were times. Now, again, I'm 8, right? So he's 6-ish, 7, whatever, because we were all real close in age. He started standing up in the middle of his bed in the middle of the night. You would roll over, and he would just be standing in the middle of his bed, and you would go, Andy, and he'd go, what?
Oh, no. See, I can remember him always saying he wanted something to drink.
Yes, and he would say, I want something. And then it got to the point where he would go, I need something to drink. Of course, by that time, I'm reading Tales from the Crypt. I'm reading, I'm reading scary comics and stuff at that age, right? So my mind immediately goes, he's wanting to drink my blood.
He's possessed. Well, we know he's possessed. But
true. So now it escalated. All right.
Yeah,
so then after this has been going on, I'm telling Dad, hey, mm-hmm. Andy's getting up mm-hmm. in the middle of the night. He's acting weird. I don't like mm-hmm. it. And, of course, they're like, oh, whatever. Well, then he actually started sleepwalking mm-hmm. through the house occasionally. It mm-hmm. wasn't – I don't remember it being a lot, but it was starting to happen.
Yeah.
So this escalates over a series of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So then one night I wake up and Dad is standing in the door. Now, it's dark.
Right.
And he's standing in the doorway. And it's middle of the night, right? And I went, what's going on? And he's like, shh, nothing. Do you know where I'm going with this story?
I don't know.
Okay. So for, I don't know, maybe a week, two or three times that week, I wake up and Dad is standing in the doorway. And I'm like, what's going on? Dad, are you okay? And he's like, shh. Well, then I hear him and Mom and Kurt. Kurt comes over one afternoon.
Right.
And they're talking. And Kurt says, you're crazy. That's not happening. And Dad says, I'm telling you, every night, footsteps from our bedroom across the great room to that bedroom that the boys are in. So he would get up and follow these footsteps across the house to our, and it would stop in our bedroom. And that's where, you know, by that time, it's almost nightly that the covers are being tugged.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. There was always something.
That's right. Andy is standing up in the middle mm-hmm. of the bed almost nightly, right?
The bathroom light would go on and off, and the door would shut.
Right. Yeah. So now now I remember. Do you remember what happened? Did we ever tell you what we found out about that house?
No.
What Mom told me that she found out is that in the bedroom that they used,
okay,
a couple had died on the same night.
Do we know how?
I don't know. That's part of the mystery, and I don't know if I want to know. You know, it kind of, you know, it's already spooky enough, but what Dad thought at that time was that maybe it was one of their spirits walking across to check on somebody, maybe a child, in the rooms that we were in.
Hmm. Did you ever hear this? I heard.
You know, there's a part of me that seems to recall hearing the steps, but there's a part of it that maybe has colored it to the point where it may not.
I can remember one night in particular, but it wasn't steps. It was more like something like animalistic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Around. Yes. Yeah. Well, and you know, that's kind of what I remember. If I'm to be completely honest, that it was less steps and more animalistic.
Yeah.
So to finish our story here of our time mm-hmm. in the spook house in mm-hmm. Englewood, Tennessee.
Because there's more.
There's more, right? Well, I mean,
let me tell you this. Okay. I don't know if you know this. I don't remember why we were doing it. I don't remember if we had heat, how the heat was. Did we have wood heat?
It was wood heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were carrying wood in from the back porch. Do you remember this?
I don't remember.
Okay. So we were carrying wood in from the back porch. And people can say that this is just a misstep by a five-year-old child or whatever. I'm telling you, there was so much stuff there that I know. So I had my hands full of wood.
Oh, yeah, I remember us having to carry
stepping stuff into the back, and I would make sure, because I could not see, that my foot was on the step.
Okay.
Okay?
I remember. Okay.
Took the step, and of course I'm like a little baby, you know, got my tongue hung out. Missed the step, about bit my tongue in two.
I remember. Okay, yeah. So
I'm telling you, my foot was on a step.
So you're saying that the step...
That was the only thing, though, that I think that was a malicious thing.
So are you saying that you tripped, or did the step
disappear? Oh, no, it was gone, I fell.
Because I remember I remember your tongue bleeding.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't remember really any malicious. There was spooky stuff, but not malicious.
That was... Well, do you remember the unfinished basement?
Nope, I don't remember.
All right, so you go out the back on the back porch. There was a little bit of a back porch, and three sides of the house had that wraparound porch, right?
Yeah.
So when you step off of the back steps there, you took a right, and there was a door that led into the ground. When you opened it up, it literally looked like a grave. It was unfinished. It was just...
I don't remember.
And Dad would say, come down here with me to you know, because he had tools and stuff. And I was mm-hmm. like, I'm not going in. By this time, I'm like, no. Yeah, I'm not going in there.
No.
So what we'll do is we can always circle back around as our minds start to remember some of these things, and we can maybe tell some more stories from the Englewood house. But I want to finish this episode with the incident when Mom was going to go up the stairs. Do you remember that one?
I think so, and I wonder if it's the same as what you remember.
Okay, so if you'll remember, this has been a few years ago when I got married to Heather. We were sitting around a table at Andy's house, and I told this story, and Heather was giving me a look like she was real skeptical, and Andy went, no,
it's
it happened.
True. No, it happened. I think I know what you're talking about.
So imagine it's a Victorian-style house. So there was a door that led up this narrow set of stairs into an attic. Now, this attic was unfinished, but it was so cool because, you know, the roof was all real cool. Yeah. So when you got up there, it was so cool and so spooky, right, to mm-hmm. go up there. So we're already, by this time, all these things have been happening.
Right, correct.
And we're all a little spooked,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we haven't even talked about the car key thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, to finish this episode, Mom
okay.
She's getting ready to go upstairs, so she's got this clothes basket.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what's in it. It might have been clothes, whatever. But she's going to go put this stuff in the attic. She opens up the door. What happens?
A black bird. What it was it?
It was a crow.
Flew out.
Out and gets stuck in her yes. hair and is squawking and pecking and doing all this stuff.
I mean, it's...
Mom loses her stuff. And if I remember, look, I remember me, you, and Andy, we were sitting in the floor yeah. playing. Because I think I had Hot Wheels. I think Andy had Hot Wheels. I don't know. You maybe yeah, had a doll or something. Knows. But when that happened, we jetted. We left Mom alone. She's in there screaming with this crow in her hair. Mm-hmm. And after that, it was a week or two later.
Oh, we were gone.
That was it. We
I mean,
out.
I don't even think we took all of our stuff. I mean, it was yeah. honestly like,
yeah.
We're done.
I remember they told us right after, we're moving. Mm-hmm. We're moving. There's too much craziness going on. We're moving. And we packed up and we were in a different place after that.
Yep. Within 24 hours. At least 48.
It's a little, I just know it was fast.
It was fast.
It was fast. Yeah. So. All right, so...
And that is all true. This is nothing that is made up from our mindset, yeah. like I said, or a story that we're... I mean, because you are such a good storyteller.
Thank you.
But this is all 100% yeah. true.
If I am a good storyteller, it's because of experiences like
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
So, sis,
yeah.
thank you for coming on the show and sharing these... This true story
correct
of Nevermore Hollows with me.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who are listening, I hope that you like this. We're going to have more of this style content. And if you do, please like, subscribe, comment, share these episodes. And, if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, give us a 5-star rating and comment there too.
Absolutely.
So with that, thank you.
Thank you. Good deal. That was awesome.